Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. It is time. So what are we going to talk about? Patrick. Oh, that's right. He's not on the show this week. In fact, it's just me.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
It's Patrick O'Dowd.
The straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brenda Morales.
The biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
Greg,
you are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
The date is Tuesday, January 28th. My name is Greg DeMarco, and I am with you on The Greg DeMarco Show. Sorry, I got all quiet there because I couldn't tell if this piece was being recorded or not, but it is. So, Tuesday, January 28th means we are well on our way towards the Royal Rumble taking place on Saturday, February 1st, 2025. The Royal Rumble takes place in the month of February for the first time ever. My name is Greg DeMarco, at GregDeMarco44, on all of your forms of social media, if any of them are even any good anymore. And Patrick O'Dowd is not with us this week. He is still out sick. Now, I say still. He and I were both out sick last week, which is why there was no program last week. The week before was the day before my firstborn child went back off to college after his first semester and his winter break at home. So we took the week off so that I could do the family dinner with the family. Lost my voice in the process, not there, but later on that weekend and the following week, as did Patrick, and he is still without voice. So unlucky for us. Probably lucky for his wife and child. I don't know, but Patrick O'Dowd, not with us this week. A little bit short notice because he wanted to make it happen. So therefore, you got me. You got Greg DeMarco. Normally, I could sit out a week like this. But we have 2 weeks that we were already missing due to illness and due to family. And then we have, this would be a third week in a row, and it's the week before the WWE Royal Rumble. The favorite pay-per-view of many. At some point, Michael Cole will tell you, if he hasn't already, that the Royal Rumble is actually his favorite event of the year. He's allowed to do that now that Vince McMahon's not around. But many, many people love the Royal Rumble, love the Royal Rumble matches, and everything that they mean, because they do truly kick off the road to WrestleMania. We've got the Royal Rumble, we have the Elimination Chamber, and then, of course, WrestleMania Saturday and WrestleMania Sunday themselves later this year, April 19th and 20th in Las Vegas, Nevada, the city that, from what I understand, is pricing itself out of any meaningful tourism here in the future. So I haven't been to Vegas since 2020 and hope to go back at some point. Do not have WrestleMania plans to do so this year, but we'll definitely be watching from the comfort of my home, as will many of you. Now, before we get going, I did have some things planned for Patrick and I today. Before I even do that, a couple quick reminders. This show is part of the Chairshot Radio Network, which you can hear at thechairshot.com.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Go ahead on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up yourself one of those beautiful Chair Shot t-shirts because they look good, you'll feel good, you support the cause, and damn it, you know you want to. So go out there, grab one of those beautiful shirts, support everything that we do here. All the shows, the website, and so much more. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Now, before I was going to talk about the Royal Rumble with Patrick O'Dowd, and you know what we do here, who should win, who will win, we will maintain that today with just me. I had sent Patrick O'Dowd an article, because you know we love the wrestling news on this program. And the article, well, the article was all about the, not the contradiction, but it's all about the headline, right? I'll spoil it for you. It's a very clickbaity headline. And you're familiar with this piece of news that came out within the past week. I'm sure you are. The thought that Tony Khan had the opportunity to buy TNA before its partnership with WWE, and of course before the beginning of All Elite Wrestling. And that's key to what I'm going to talk about. Tony Khan had the opportunity to do this before AEW was ever launched. That's very, very key to what we're going to talk about. Why? Because there's an article. And the article headline reads as follow: AEW passed on buying TNA before WWE partnership announcement. Now, let me give you just a brief second to let that sink in. Just think real closely to what you're hearing. AEW passed on buying TNA before WWE partnership announcement. Now let's work backwards. When was the WWE partnership announcement? Well, it was in the past couple of weeks, right? TNA, they became TNA a little over a year ago when they ended one of their pay-per-views with a TNA vignette and they brought back TNA. 2024 was the year that TNA was brought back. And the buyer was going to be AEW, All Elite Wrestling, started by Tony Khan in 2019. This is all very, very important. And here's why. The article begins, it talks about the relationship between TNA and WWE. And of course, there were opportunities for AEW to collaborate with TNA. And we all know how that went when it took place. It sucked. But the article goes and talk about where, and I'll read you this paragraph, right? According to the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, although might as well call it that, Dave Meltzer revealed TNA did attempt to sell to Tony Khan in 2018 and had talks about a year ago with Scott D'Amore about selling, but turned D'Amore's offer price down. D'Amore reportedly tried to purchase TNA after learning of his impending departure with the promotion, when the promotion decided to go in a different direction. The WWE TNA partnership now serves as a compelling case study of what AEW could have potentially achieved had a more robust deal been pursued during these discussions. When were these discussions? Well, these discussions took place before Tony Khan purchased or started up AEW. Because again, it says TNA did attempt to sell Tony Khan in 2018. That's what's so key about this, okay? When you read this headline, AEW passed on buying TNA before WWE partnership announcement. I spoke too fast. AEW passed on buying TNA before WWE partnership announcement. What does that tell you? That tells you before the partnership announcement. Now, before could be any time before, right? Legally, technically, whatever. But this headline is leading you to believe shortly before that AEW in a recent time, within the past few months, passed on buying TNA. There's a couple of clues that indicate that. Number one, they said AEW, which means AEW is already formed. Which means this headline is already directing you to a time and place beyond 2019. More recent than 2019. Already false. Then it says pass on buying TNA. Well, TNA didn't exist in name before 2024. as it had been Impact Wrestling for quite a long time, including during the AEW Impact Wrestling partnership. Everyone calls it the AEW TNA partnership, but it wasn't. It was an Impact Wrestling partnership. And it sucked, by the way. So this headline is making you think AEW passed on buying TNA before WWE partnership announcement, which in itself is false, because this was in 2018 when AEW didn't exist. So it was Tony Khan who passed on buying TNA, not AEW, because AEW was not a thing. So this headline, this article, is wanting you to click in hopes that you will see, in hopes being the hopes of the reader, that you will see that in the last few months, AEW and Tony Khan tried to buy TNA. That is utter bullshit, because then it's talking about, once you get to the fourth paragraph of the article, one, two, three, in the fourth paragraph of the article, it's only a five-paragraph article, by the way, that it was in 2018. So, again, completely misleading bullshit. And that's what I want to talk to you about, or talk about with Patrick O'Dowd, because this is what these sites do to us. This is what these sites do to you. And we keep clicking, and we keep reading. And in my area of fault, we keep talking about it. AEW passed on buying TNA before WWE partnership announcement. That is complete and utter bullshit. The truth is, Tony Khan passed on buying TNA in 2018. 6 years ago. Seven years ago now that we're into 2025. It was 6 years ago that he started AEW after passing on potentially buying TNA. Since then, TNA is in a much better position than they were before. TNA is in a much better position than Impact Wrestling was when they had the partnership with AEW. Remember what that partnership led to. It led to a few appearances on Impact Wrestling programming by AEW talents, including Kenny Omega. It led to Kenny Omega beating Rich Swann for the Impact Wrestling World Championship. Rich Swann's career, by the way, has never been the same. It is completely tanked since then. Rich Swann is largely insignificant in the world of pro wrestling now, which is a shame, because Rich Homie Swann is damn talented and deserved better than that. Not only that, but Kenny Omega then held that belt because he was being a belt collector at the time. He held both the TNA Championship and the Impact Wrestling Championship because he wanted to have as many physical belts as possible, because that matters to Kenny Omega at the time and AEW. Kenny Omega has softened since then and even praises WWE, because you know it's probably where he wants to be. And then Kenny Omega lost the Impact Wrestling Championship to Christian Cage, who was already on the AEW roster at this point. Furthermore, it happened on AEW programming. It was then Christian Cage who went back to Impact Wrestling and dropped his title to Josh Alexander. Imagine what you could have done for Josh Alexander if he were the one to win. And by the way, it was on an episode of Rampage or Collision. It wasn't on Dynamite. But if Josh Alexander could have been the one to beat Kenny Omega instead of Christian Cage on AEW programming, that would have been huge for Impact Wrestling. That would have been huge for Josh Alexander, possibly leading Josh Alexander, as he gets ready to enter his free agency, to AEW instead of WWE, where he's probably going to go unless he goes to Japan. Completely failed experiment. Last year, Jordan Grace randomly shows up in NXT after she's in the Royal Rumble. She's in the Royal Rumble. Then she shows up in NXT. We have our huge match between Jordan Grace and Roxanne Perez. We fast forward. We have more Jordan Grace involvement. And now Jordan Grace has reportedly signed with WWE as her time in TNA is up. She might be in the Rumble. She might show up on NXT television. She might be on TV right now, Tuesday night, as I record this program, because I have no idea what's going on NXT television as they are live from Atlanta, Georgia this evening. But the moral of the story is simple. We need to stop buying into the internet bullshit, because that's exactly what it is. It is pure, unadulterated bullshit. And that is what hurts everybody. This article was pure clickbait. It was leading you to believe that AEW passed on buying TNA within the past few months, and that's why we have the WWE partnership agreement. So shame on you, PWmania.com staff, because that's who it's written by. They won't even put their name on it in terms of the individual. Maybe that's a policy of the site. Who knows? But boo on you. Bad decision. Bad headline. Bad call in general. You should be ashamed, but you're not, because you think it's all a game anyway, because wrestling is fake, so we might as well be fake too. You have absolutely no idea.
Bitch.
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 Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Acknowledge me!
Real quick, before we dive into the Royal Rumble, quick reminder, IZW Monster comes your way Saturday night, February 22nd, 2025 at Bullshooters in Phoenix, 35th and Peoria. It's our annual extravaganza called Monster. You've got the Monster match itself. You've got the Navajo Warrior, the first match along the last mile. The Navajo Warrior retirement tour as he goes one-on-one with the King of TNA, one of the companies we were just talking about, Frankie Kazarian. Those two came up together many years ago, and now Kazarian makes his return to IZW for the first time since 2007 to go one-on-one with the Navajo Warrior. There's a Frankie Kazarian signing earlier in the day. To get your tickets to that, go to 3dsignings.com. That's 3D signings. That's 3D sports cards and collectibles is where that signing will take place earlier in the day, 2 to 4 p.m., February 22nd. Plus, we've got EJ Sparks defending the Arizona State Heavyweight Championship against Martin Casaus. He of Lucha Underground fame, that's Marty the Moth Martinez. So much more. We got a triple threat match as main event. Evan Daniels defends the IZW Heavyweight Championship against Parada and Can't Stop Jamal. We've got our IZW Women's Champion Alice Blair defending against Bryn Thorne, and so much more. Do not miss it. We have, at the time of this recording, we've got like 4 VIP tickets left. The rest will be general admission, so pick those up. VIP, front row VIP, long gone. We are in a second row VIP, and almost done with that too, so pick those up now. IZWTix.com, that's IZWTIX.com for your tickets to IZW Monster 2025. You do not want to miss it. This is the last time you'll see the Navajo Warrior and Frankie Kazarian step in a ring together, because Navajo Warrior is retiring. So you want to be part of it. You want to see it. You want to enjoy it, because that's what this is all about. Shifting, you know, IZW Ticks, by the way, IZWTIX.com. Pick up those tickets. Shifting gears, we are going into the Royal Rumble this Saturday night, February 1st, 2025, Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you, Pat McAfee. The city of Indianapolis entering a 3-event deal with the WWE that will bring the Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, and WrestleMania to the city over the course of an unspecified period of time. We do not know how long that's going to run, how long it's going to take all of those events to take place in there. So we will we'll see what happens, but I am very excited for the city of Indianapolis. Lucas Oil Field, or Lucas Oil Stadium, I can't remember which one they call it. Lucas Oil Stadium is a great venue, and I think it'll be wonderful for pro wrestling. A great event for all to be had. So we have 2 Royal Rumble matches, the men's Royal Rumble match and the women's Royal Rumble match. We have Cody Rhodes going one-on-one with Kevin Owens in a ladder match for the undisputed WWE Championship, where both the Undisputed and the Winged Eagle Championship belts will hang above the ring. And then we have the WWE Tag Team Championship on the line as DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, will battle the Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, in a 2 out of 3 falls match. So outside of the Royal Rumbles, you have nothing but SmackDown matches. on the Royal Rumble card. Of course, it's only a four-match card to date. It might even stay that way. This past Saturday night's main event was all Raw matches except for Jacob Fatu versus Braun Strowman. So not always a balanced schedule, balanced card, but that's okay. That's what WWE's doing. And plus, right now, we are in the midst of the transfer window, so we have no idea who's doing what and who's going where. We have the Royal Rumble matches. I'll talk about those shortly. We've got 15 men announced. We've got 10 women announced for the Royal Rumble matches. But we've got the other two matches too, so we're going to start there. If you've listened to any of these programs, you know how we do this. We talk about two things, who should win and who will win. And we take it forward from there. So let's start off with the ladder match for the undisputed WWE Championship. Cody Rhodes, the champion, even though he won't be wearing a belt when he enters because it will be hanging above the ring, versus Kevin Owens, who has taken possession since the first Saturday night's main event of that Winged Eagle Championship belt, which is very well done considering it was all Cody bringing that back. And then it's Kevin Owens who ends up parading around with it. Just brilliant booking on the part of Triple H or whoever came up with that idea. So very well done. Very well done. It's an expected match. It's one that's been brewing for a while now between these two. I think it's going to be great. I think it'll be very entertaining. It's interesting because if you ask me, it's heel versus heel. Obviously, it's not. Cody Rhodes is the babyface, but damn, that dude's a heel. Come on. Cody is obviously a heel. And when he finally does truly hit his heel arc, it is going to be something amazing and something stupendous. All roads at this point lead to WrestleMania, and that's what matters, and that's what's most important. Depending on what you think is going to happen with Cody Rhodes and the World Championship WrestleMania or Kevin Owens in the World Championship WrestleMania, I have an idea. It'll come out later in this show. But for this match, who should win, who will win? Who should win, in my opinion, is Kevin Owens. Cody Rhodes, the reign has just been lacking something. Maybe you can blame his opponents. I blame the fact that he was forced to live in the shadow of the bloodline for so long after winning the championship. He won the damn thing in a bloodline rules match. He still hasn't beaten Roman Reigns clean. That is something we have to rectify at some point in the coming year. Don't know that we'll do it now. Don't know that we'll do it at WrestleMania, but I do think we're going to do it at some point in the next 12 months. He finally got out from the shadow of the bloodline. You're dealing with folks like Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, and that's what it's largely been since then. But he really started behind the eight ball because when Cody was there, he was just fine. But when Roman was there, Cody was immediately second-class citizen, second fiddle, living in the shadow of Roman Reigns. Go back and watch the Bad Blood pay-per-view. Cody makes his entrance first, then he has to watch. Cody, your heavyweight champion, the face of the company, has to watch on as Roman Reigns makes his entrance. No, I don't think so. Roman Reigns is the face of the company. He's the cover of the video game. He is everything. It's Roman Reigns' world, and Cody Rhodes happens to be living in it and just happens to have a championship belt around his waist, over his shoulder, or really tucked into his elbow because that's how he carries it. And that's fine. I'm not criticizing that. That's the old NWA style of carrying the belt. I don't mind it at all. In fact, I kind of like it. So who should win is Kevin Owens, right? Give us some teeth. Give this feud something. Maybe at least the Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn for the Undisputed WWE Championship at WrestleMania. And Sami Zayn gets his moment. Who knows? Cody can do something else. Cody doesn't need a belt. Cody's fine. Cody's Teflon. Cody doesn't give a fuck. He does give a fuck, but he shouldn't because he's Cody Rhodes. He's still got the bus. He's still got the wife. He's still got the money. He's still got the suits. He's still basically a heel, whether he has that championship or not. But I digress. I think Kevin Owens should win, whether Cody wins it back at Elimination Chamber or some other way. Who knows? He could win it on television. He could win it in a live event. They're going international here soon. He could win it on pay-per-view. I don't know. He could win an NXT. I have no idea, but Cody could always win it back. Or Kevin Owens goes into WrestleMania. Who will win? It's Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is winning this ladder match. He is retaining this championship. And he is walking into WrestleMania as your undisputed WWE champion. Probably going to defend it in the main event of night two. I'm holding back on who that's going to be. That person has main evented a major WWE pay-per-view in recent years. It was a SummerSlam. But I will let you all see shortly who that person is. The other non-Rumble match, of course, is the 2 out of 3 falls match for the WWE Tag Team Championship. I would imagine this is either going to go on second or third. It wouldn't surprise me if we open with the ladder match or if we open with the Women's Royal Rumble match and then we either go to this tag match or the ladder match. Here's why I think the tag match could go on later than we think and maybe go on third after the ladder match. It's 2 out of 3 falls. It's the kind of match that could be really long, really short, or somewhere in between. And I think they built this match to give themselves the flexibility of time, the luxury of time flexibility. Because you could have a quick fall, you could have 2 quick falls and then get things going. It just depends on how you do it, right? So I think that this match is here for placement purposes. I'll hope when these guys get their time to shine. This is a dream match for the majority of internet fans out there, right? DIY, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Motor City Machine Guns, of course, largely Impact Wrestling, TNA, also some Japan, some Ring of Honor, things of that nature. DIY, of course, synonymous with that NXT style, NXT black and gold style of tag team wrestling. We've seen them in 2 out of 3 falls matches. 2 out of 3 falls matches definitely had their way throughout NXT black and gold with DIY, with American Alpha, or I guess it was, yes, American Alpha back then, as also with the Revival. So sadly, those guys are now not in WWE. They are in AEW, sometimes wrestling, sometimes not. I do miss seeing them more regularly on my television, but imagine if they were a part of this as well. Just so utterly talented. I think this match could steal the show. I think this match could be something that we remember this Royal Rumble event for years to come, given the talent that's involved and the chemistry that's involved. It's not just the talent, but it's the chemistry, it's the experience, it's the style, and so much more. I do think the WWE crowd will know them well enough to where it will get tons of reaction from the crowd, great crowd response, and will be an absolute treat to watch this coming Saturday night. Who should win? Who will win? I'm going to be honest with you before I actually give you that answer. It does not matter. The way that WWE has treated these tag team titles, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all, but I do think that this will lead to something bigger at WrestleMania. They're probably going to go the ladder match route again, or a 4-way tag or a 6-way tag. I don't know. But I do see a bunch of teams involved in a tag title situation at WrestleMania. Hopefully both sets of titles will get their just due on the pay-per-view at WrestleMania, because they deserve it. It's WrestleMania. I don't want to see a champion sitting out at WrestleMania in any way, shape, or form, especially when WrestleMania is 2 nights long. But forced to choose, I would say that who should win is going to be DIY, and who will win is going to be DIY as well. I almost picked the Motor City Machine Guns, but I think the way they bounce the titles around, they're not going to do that. They're going to save it. The Machine Guns will get their moment again, probably at WrestleMania, but for now, I think DIY will walk into the event, that event as the heels. So again, who should win, who will win is DIY. This match will definitely go all 3 falls. I don't foresee 2 falls to 0 in any way, shape, or form for anybody, because I just don't think that helps anybody in that scenario. So that brings us to the Royal Rumble matches themselves. We got the men's Royal Rumble match and we've got the women's Royal Rumble match. And hopefully you all will enjoy those and get to be a part of those in your daily basis. So, at least your Saturday basis. So, let's talk a little bit about these Royal Rumble matches. I'm going to go ahead and start with the women, just because we've talked about men's wrestling so much in this show so far. So, we're going to talk about the women. The women's Royal Rumble match, of course, the winner will get to challenge the women's champion of their choosing. That is currently Rhea Ripley or Tiffany Stratton. 10 women have declared for the women's Royal Rumble. From Raw, we have Bayley, who moved over to Raw in the transfer window. We have Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Lyra Valkyria, which is, of course, the current reigning women's intercontinental champion, Ivy Nile, Io Sky, and from SmackDown, we have Nia Jax, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. A third of the field has been revealed, and it is quite the star-studded field to say. So, of course, Charlotte Flair will be making her return in that match. She is one of the announced competitors. You've got Becky Lynch, who could potentially return. People talked about Alexa Bliss. We'll see if we see that. So much more action to come. I do want to say one thing about Lyra Valkyria. She did declare herself for the Royal Rumble while talking about how she's waiting to find out who her first challenger is going to be for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. They definitely had a better plan for the Women's United States Championship than the Women's Intercontinental Championship. But What I would have loved to have seen was Lyra take it one step further in that promo and say that if she fully intends on winning the Royal Rumble, going to WrestleMania, becoming a double champion. But instead, what I would have wanted to see would be Lyra Valkyria saying that whoever eliminates her from the Royal Rumble will get the first shot at the Women's Intercontinental Championship. Now we've got some storyline continuity. We can lead right into the next episode or two of Raw and really get something going from there. And it gives us a quick way to establish things for Lyra Valkyria herself and her championship. Now, the winner may not even be announced in the match yet. We've got so many other potential surprises, right? We've got the crew from NXT. I would expect Roxanne Perez to be in this match. I would expect Jordynne Grace to be in this match. I could see Stephanie Vaquer. I could see Julia. I could see Kalani Jordan and so many more who worked their way into this match from NXT. We could have some surprises. Again, Becky Lynch, high on the list. There's some thought out there that Mandy Rose could finally make her return to WWE and be a surprise entrant in this Royal Rumble. There's some talks about Nikki Bella making a comeback to the company, and that's a spot where that could happen as well too. So tons of talent who could potentially make this happen. When you look at the Royal Rumble, you have to look at WrestleMania, and I think one of the marquee matches at WrestleMania, potentially your night one main event, because women have not main evented WrestleMania since WrestleMania 37. That's a travesty. I could see potentially one of those WrestleMania main events being Rhea Ripley defending the Women's World Championship against Bianca Belair. That is a marquee money main event match for WWE. Bianca Belair could very easily win the Elimination Chamber, but she could also be the first woman, I believe, to win two Royal Rumble matches since she won a few years ago. So my pick of who will win is Bianca Belair, and believe it or not, she's also my pick of who should win. I do think this is a great spot for Bianca Belair to win the Royal Rumble and slide into that match with Rhea Ripley. And I think that's the way they should go. I think that's a money match, a marquee match, and I think it deserves to involve the Royal Rumble match winner. So my who will win, who should win for the Women's Royal Rumble match is Bianca Belair. I can promise you I will not have a similar pick for the Men's Royal Rumble match. Should and will almost assuredly not be the same for the Men's Royal Rumble match unless I change my mind, which is where we are going to head now, and that is to the Men's Royal Rumble match itself. We have 15 competitors announced for this. I will run down the list starting this time with SmackDown, where we have L.A. Knight. Yeah, he's in the Royal Rumble match, joining Roman Reigns, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Carmelo Hayes. So four of the 15 announced competitors coming from SmackDown. You know there will be more that come as well. In addition to that, on the Raw side, we have CM Punk, we have Jey Uso, we have Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, Sami Zayn, Logan Paul, Penta, Chad Gable, and Braun Breaker. That's 14 total. We add in a little bit of John Cena to get us to number 15, as he, of course, was announced on Raw's Netflix premiere as entering the Royal Rumble, and that gives us our field of 15 so far. 50% of the Men's Royal Rumble match has been announced. We could definitely see some other surprises. Either Cody or Kevin Owens could be in it. Probably won't be. You'll see some NXT talent. I would fully expect to see Trick Williams end up in the Royal Rumble. You're going to have 65,000 people chanting "Whoop that Trick" and turn that man into a star. That is something that's definitely going to happen. Braun Strowman is one that you could easily see be in the Royal Rumble match. Damian Priest, maybe he'll declare on Friday on SmackDown, but he's one that would make tons of sense. This could be the most loaded Men's Royal Rumble match ever in terms of talent, right? Jacob Fatu probably going to go crazy during the Royal Rumble as well. Just so much they can do with this Royal Rumble. But at the end, there can only be one winner. Unless they do some weird tie scenario, which I guess is possible, even with the people that I think are going to, you know, the will and should that I have for you. But at the end of the day, there can only be one winner. And to me, that winner is going to on to challenge Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. That's my who will win. But first, I want to talk about my who should win, because my who should win would more likely go challenge Gunther at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship. And that is none other than the man that Gunther just defeated at Saturday night's main event, Jey Uso. Jey Uso is on top of the world right now. He is the most over babyface in the entire company. Not Damian Priest, not Rhea Ripley, not Cody Rhodes. It is Jey Uso, probably followed even more closely by Sami Zayn. Who knows? Both who was also in the Rumble as well. I would absolutely love to see Jey Uso win this match, and I think he should. He is over. He is selling merch, and people would go nuts for him to be in a world title scenario at WrestleMania. So I say, you cowards, pull the trigger and have Jey Uso win that Royal Rumble, especially if the men's Royal Rumble match closes the event, like many people probably assume that it will. Jey Uso would blow the roof off the building. He'd blow the roof off the building at WrestleMania. There'd be so many great things you could do with Jey Uso winning this Royal Rumble. I don't think anybody would expect Jey Uso to win the Royal Rumble. I think they're more likely to expect, say, a CM Punk or somebody win this Royal Rumble match. My dark horse outside of Jey Uso, who I would pick, would be Bron Breakker. He did retain that Intercontinental Championship against Sheamus on Saturday Night's Main Event. So that's probably not going to happen, but I would love to see that as well. So my who should win is none other than Jey Uso. My who will win, it really comes down to two different people for me. Person number one being CM Punk. Person number two being John Felix Anthony Cena III, or whatever that year is. I think he's just junior. Maybe he's not even a salutation at all. Maybe it's just John Felix Anthony Cena. Who knows? But John Cena being the other choice. Could you imagine a final two of John Cena and Jey Uso, or CM Punk and Jey Uso? Like, that would be electric. It would also be electric if it had John Cena and CM Punk. If CM Punk were to win, I do think he would face Gunther, although there's a lot of money in a CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes match at WrestleMania. So I would definitely be open to seeing that. Notice there's no Roman Reigns in my equation right now. It leads me to say that Roman Reigns will likely be outside of the world title picture at WrestleMania. There's plenty he can do with The Rock, with Jacob Fatu, more Solo Sikoa. Who knows where it's CM Punk is another good possibility for Roman Reigns, as could be a John Cena, Logan Paul. Those two made magic in the past. You just never know. But Cody Rhodes would be, CM Punk would be a money match for Cody Rhodes or Gunther, as would John Cena. John Cena, yeah, Gunther'd be fun, but come on. John Cena versus Cody Rhodes is a WrestleMania main event. It's a passing of the torch moment, right? It's everything that you could want and more in a WrestleMania main event. It's an all-time match, an all-time classic, before it even takes place, right? Crowd chanting, this is awesome and holy shit, before the opening bell even rings. That's what you would have with John Cena and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 41. So my choice between CM Punk and John Cena is the man himself. You can't see him, but you will see him win the Royal Rumble. Who will win is none other than John Cena. I think John Cena wins the Royal Rumble, goes on to challenge Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 41 unsuccessfully, claiming championship number 17. He will remain a 16-time world champion and not break that record. And he will, of course, pass the torch on to Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. Maybe a successful passing. Maybe the fans will reject it a little bit, because I think a very smart WrestleMania crowd might go heel on Cody. I could definitely see that taking place, regardless of who his opponent is, but especially if it's John Cena in his last ever WrestleMania. Will John Cena go into the Hall of Fame this time around? If I were them, he would, but I don't know that he will. So we'll find out soon enough. So moving forward from there. Again, who should win? Jey Uso. Who will win is John Cena. That's your Royal Rumble. That's your Royal Rumble right there, right? DIY is who should win and who will win the tag team championship. 2 out of 3 falls match. It is Kevin Owens should win. Cody Rhodes will win the WWE Championship ladder match. Bianca Belair should win. Bianca Belair will win the Women's Royal Rumble match. And Jey Uso should win. John Cena will win the Men's Royal Rumble match this Saturday night at the Royal Rumble in Indianapolis, Indiana. Do not miss. This is the kickoff. This is the kickoff for the road to WrestleMania. We're going to see the sign. We're going to see so much more. So I did give you a little bit of opinion from Raw. I thought that Lyra Valkyria should have made the claim that whoever eliminates her from the Royal Rumble will be her first challenger. Watch that happen anyway. It's a missed opportunity to put that out there and give that edge to Lyra Valkyria. There were a few other things that jumped out at me. Excuse me, that jumped out at me about this card and this show. Penta, very over in his backstage interaction with Bron Breakker. Maybe we get that match at WrestleMania, maybe we don't. I don't know. I know Penta's in the Royal Rumble. I don't think he should be in the Royal Rumble. I think we're going to do Penta versus Chad Gable again. You might as well have done it on this card, right? Introduce Penta to that large-scale audience at the Royal Rumble. He'll have a great entrance in the Royal Rumble. He might be number one or number two, so we can have the darkness, we can have the fire, we can have everything that we need for Penta. Maybe he lasts an hour before someone eliminates him. That someone could be Bron Breakker, setting up that feud. That could be Chad Gable continuing that program. Who knows? But I just think Penta in the Royal Rumble, it's like, I think people want more out of Penta right now, and him not being in the Royal Rumble could give you the opportunity to do more when they match on the card at the Royal Rumble. So that was something that jumped out at me about Raw as well that I want to talk about, and about this card as well. Surprises on the men's side, I could see less surprises just because it's already half the field's been announced. And the men's side of the roster is just so loaded. So I think some of those surprises can come from NXT and otherwise, but I just don't think we need any major surprises. You might get a Pat McAfee. Maybe you get a Corey Graves. He is cleared to wrestle. We know about all the controversy, everything that's been going on there, or alleged controversy. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I do expect to see some NXT folks get the little carrot dangled in front of them with a Royal Rumble appearance. Trick Williams, Ethan Page, maybe Obafemi would be amazing to see in the Royal Rumble as well. If there were going to be any surprises in the Royal Rumble, the only one that I could see, I don't consider Omos a big surprise, even though I could see him being in it, especially since he relinquished his half of the tag titles in Pro Wrestling Noah. I believe that's the GHC tag titles. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But the big surprise I could see for the Men's Royal Rumble match is none other than Brock Lesnar. Brock being back would be a major shot in the arm for WWE. No matter how loaded the roster is, no matter how great the cards are, Brock being back would still mean something. And I would love to see Brock Lesnar return at WrestleMania. So that is going to do it for this solo flying edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. I was able to pass 40 minutes on my own, so I'm pretty damn impressed with that. So kudos to me. Next week, Patrick and I should be back together at full strength, talking about the fallout from the Royal Rumble and so much more. But remember, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up one of those chair shot t-shirts. Go to IZWTix.com. Pick up your tickets for IZW Monster 2025, February 22nd at Bullshooters here in Phoenix, Arizona. And of course, go to thechairshot.com. We got sports, we got entertainment, we got sports entertainment, all for you at thechairshot.com. Articles, results, podcast, the best podcasting network you're going to find anywhere, and so much more available for you at thechairshot.com. Follow us online at Chairshot Media as well for all things Chairshot and thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
So until next week, my name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me at GregDeMarco44. Go ahead and follow Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist. That's WrestlingRealist. There's no I in wrestling, but there is one in realist. And there is one in sick for the under the weather Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd. I appreciate you listening. Drop a comment. See what else you think. Look out for some more articles to come your way from yours truly. But until then, enjoy the Royal Rumble. Enjoy so much more. And we will talk to you right here next week on the Greg DeMarco Show. Until then, don't forget to always use your head.
Acknowledge me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.